God is telling Abraham to circumcise himself. And Abraham is circumcising himself. He's circumcising his son Ishmael. Then his son Yitzchak is born. He's circumcising his son Yitzchak. And since then, Jews have the mitzvah of circumcision. We are told in the Torah, in the five books of Moses, that on the eighth day, we must circumcise our children, all the boys which are born. The question, which is quite reasonable, this baby is just born. He is as pure as a human can possibly be. Why do we need to do something to this baby? If you are telling me that I need to change something within myself because of the negative influences that I received throughout my life, I understand that. My phone works well when I just get it, but then it starts having bugs and starts having issues. So I have a button over there to revert it to the factory condition, which means it's going to eliminate everything because some things are corrupt. Sometimes that's needed, a hard reboot. Sometimes I need to clean it just because there are issues that have appeared as a result of its work. But when I just get my phone, I just bought it from a store. Imagine you come to a store, you are buying your brand new iPhone, and the clerk says, you know what, on the eighth day, you will have to change something in it. You will tell this clerk, one second, you are giving me a brand new phone. Why don't you do it yourself? Why are you telling me to change something which you created? We are told by God that we have to change something in a baby that he created. Maybe we can turn back to God and say, listen, you made this baby. If you think this baby is supposed to be circumcised, just do it yourself. It's painful for the baby. By the way, it's not as painful as people might think. Children in a hospital sometimes need to get like a prick for their tests. It's far more painful than circumcision, but it's still painful. The baby's crying, it's blood. So why does God have to tell us to change something that he has just created? God, you want the baby to be circumcised? Have him born this way. Are we trying to improve on God? You always hear from me that the problem that we have in the modern world that people are trying to improve on God. God, you told us X, Y, and Z, but you know what? I don't think that's good enough. I will make these laws even better than the ones you recommend. Usually it doesn't work. So if we are not supposed to be improving on God, then why is God telling us to improve on himself? I think it's a quite reasonable question. And the answer is exactly that. God is telling us that his creation is not complete without us. His work is not done without our input. God created this world, and we are told that God is perfect. Well, perfect gods should be making perfect products. If I am writing a computer program, and this computer program is going to have bugs in it, it is only because I'm imperfect. If I would be a perfect being, my computer program would be perfect. If God is perfect, the world that he creates should be perfect. Look around. Does this world seem to be perfect to you? Doesn't look perfect to me. So what's wrong? And the answer is that God is still in the process of making this world. Why? Because he made this world up to a certain point, and then he hired us as his partners to finish the job. This world is not done yet. The Russian saying is, you don't show an unfinished product to a fool. Пол работы дураку не показывают. So this world is an unfinished product. So then we have to make this world better. We have to finish this world through the mitzvahs that we perform. And this is exactly what the story with a bris is. When God creates a person, God says, listen, I did not create you finished. I did not create you complete. You have to complete yourself. You have to work on yourself to become something that you have to be, to become something that I want you to be. And this is what bris is. we are working on ourselves, we are working on our children in order to make them the way they are meant to be. Now, you could ask a different question. We are circumcising a baby when this baby is 8 days old. This baby doesn't understand anything yet. When this baby is going to grow up, he won't even remember that he had a circumcision. Ishmael, Avram's first son, had his circumcision at 13 years old. And by the way, in some Muslim cultures, because of that, they perform circumcision at 13 years old. Well, seemingly it makes more sense, because this is a conscious decision that a person is making, and the word bris means a covenant. This is a covenant with God. So if this covenant with God is made by a person when he understands what it is, when he is a mature individual, it probably makes more sense, because we are making a bris to an 8-year-old baby when this baby is not even understanding that he is entering into a covenant. This baby could turn around later on and say, hey guys, you did not ask me. I didn't consent. Legally, in America today, a minor cannot give a consent. That's what the law says. So this baby is going to say, I did not give any consents. I did not sign any papers. What do you want from me? So why are we making a bris at 8 days old? Why are we doing it to a little baby as opposed to an adult? Let's wait, and then he will do it much more maturely. Avram had his bris at 99 years old. He, I'm sure, understood what he's doing. It probably was more painful for him. There was no anesthesiologist back then. You know why? Because Avram was the first Jew. There was no any Jews around. So obviously there was no anesthesiologist. The answer is that bris is a covenant. This is a covenant that this baby is entering. And the whole point of this bris is that we are telling him that this covenant is beyond anything that you understand, is beyond your comprehension. It is not a covenant that you enter because you decided. There are things in this world which are beyond our understanding. They're beyond us. We live in the world today where we are trained to think that we are supposed to be understanding everything. And once upon a time, scientists actually believed that will come a time when science will finish discovering this world. There was actually a symposium in 1972 in Princeton University where scientists were discussing what are they going to be doing once they'll be out of job. It was a real symposium of scientists. They were discussing what are they going to be doing once they'll be out of their jobs because they have finished their work. So we are trained by the Western society to think that we need to understand everything and we are capable of understanding everything and I have to do only whatever I understand. So if you will explain something to me, I'll do it. If you don't explain it to me, I'm not going to do it. Well, I suppose that this is one of the reasons why we have a rise in marital issues in our society. Because you are telling your spouse, listen, you want this? No, you have to explain it to me. Well, not everything can be explained. Sometimes I want something and I just cannot explain it to you. I just want it. No. Unless you will explain it to me, I'm not going to do it. That's our approach. Explain it to me. The point of the bris is that this is a covenant with God, which is beyond our comprehension.